Happy New Year, everybody. I am feeling good about 2021. We are going to have a lot of fun, and we are definitely going to wang a lot of junk. Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to Decomposition Podcast, where we hyperanalyze all your favorite terrible songs. My name is Brad, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Katie. Katie, how are you doing tonight?
I think you're a liar.
Oh, you don't think we're going to wang any chung tonight?
I think everything you just said was a lie.
So far, thus far, 10 days into the new year.
Thus far.
Yeah.
But no, I feel fine. I'm happy to see Teresa's shining face through Zoom.
Yeah, and you don't sound that excited.
No, I am. I'm sorry.
Teresa, you had a bit of a giggle fit there.
I was, for so many reasons. Number one, yeah. 2021 is starting off real bad.
So I'm glad you're here for the first episode of 2021, because you are a history buff, a history teacher. How do you feel watching history happen, like, right here in front of us?
I am so sad for
history.
So many things,
but sad that you're going to have to teach this next year to your students?
Well, I think it's a fascinating, like, a way, how do I want to put this? When I get to fascism with my US 2 class, they'll have a really easy time understanding some of the actions of dictators in the past.
Yeah. So at what point in the school year do you teach fascism?
Soon. Coming up in a couple months.
Oh.
A couple weeks.
Oh, then this was perfect timing for an insurrection. Oh, great. Great.
It's almost like they knew what my curriculum
was. Absolutely. Like. They're looking out for your high school students.
Thanks.
So, hey, say what you will about fascists.
Yeah.
But they have your students' best interests at heart.
Ooh.
Yeah. I think you summed that up nicely.
Yeah.
Katie, really makes you wish you taught fascism in English, huh?
Well, we did this week.
Oh.
And I honestly don't think I have the bandwidth to go into it too deeply, guys, because we've been spending a lot of...
Yeah.
And I'm sure Teresa did too, you know, in the classroom... processing with young people. And
I bet her students more so than most.
Well, I mean, not necessarily. I'm sure Teresa and I spent pretty similar amounts of time processing all this with young people, and today I think I need to focus on Wang Chung.
Yeah, that's that's what I've been saying since 1986, guys. I'll tell you, tonight
and only when you think about Wang Chung more.
Katie struggles with Chung. Yeah.
Although I should say, not just processing with young people, processing with colleagues as well.
Yeah.
With everybody.
You talked over my great joke.
I'm sorry. I realized I misspoke and that I had to make an amendment, an addition to what I was saying there. But I struggle with Chung, I guess.
You do struggle
with
Chung.
Do I, though?
Every night you think about not Chung.
I don't even understand that joke.
You said tonight, what did we say? It started off with like, tonight we're going to focus on Wang Chung or something like that. And my response was like, well, sometimes you struggle with Chung.
I don't know why. Maybe I do struggle with Chung though, because I'm going to tell you guys, I don't know what it is.
Well, allow me to get this party started. So tonight, if you hadn't guessed, we are going to be hyperanalyzing the song Everybody Have Fun Tonight by the band Wang Chung. This song came out in 1986 off of their album Mosaic. It went to number 2 on Billboard's Hot 100. It went to number 1 on Radio and Records Pop Airplay chart, number 4 on Billboard's Dance Club Songs. It went to number 8 in Australia, number 1 on 2 different Canadian charts. It only landed at 76 on the UK singles chart, which I find shocking. But when this was at number 2 on the Hot 100, Katie, do you want to guess from 1986, what song that we have previously discussed on this show do you think went to number 1?
Oh, I have no idea.
1986, and we've talked about it on this show.
Yeah, there's still a lot of 80s songs to choose from, because I'm not going to remember.
Specific years?
The years. Can I get a hint? Is there like a hint that doesn't just give it away? Teresa, do you have any ideas?
No clue. Not a clue.
You want to just take a stab in the dark guess?
Was I there at the conversation?
You were not. This was not a Teresa episode. But we did record it in our current house.
in this house.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't even remember which ones we did in this house and in our old, hungry like the wolf.
No, incorrect. We did that in our old apartment.
I thought so. Yeah.
Walk Like an Egyptian was number one when this song was at number two. So, Wang Chung is a British band, British new wave band, that consists of actually five people and several hired guns over the years, but the two main members were Nick Feldman and Jack Hughes. So they found it in a book, and they were originally called Huang Chung, H-U-A-N-G, I believe, and that is Mandarin for yellow bells, which is a Mandarin symbol for, like, musical perfection. But they changed it to Wang Chung on one of, like, their third or fourth album, I can't remember, so that it could be more easily pronounced by a Western audience. So everybody yellow bells tonight is what they're really saying.
And so it means everybody be musically perfect tonight?
We'll go with yes.
Okay.
We'll go with yes. Everybody, sure. Let's go for that. So I actually have a quote directly from one of the two guys. I think Jack Hughes. No, it's from Nick Feldman. I have a quote from Nick Feldman that says, quote, Wang Chung is a feeling, not a word. It represents the abstract, an escape from pragmatic, complex ideas. He goes on to say, Wang Chung means whatever you want it to mean. It can mean a tribal dance, a Viennese waltz, a party in New York, or whatever, end quote. So, Katie, yes, everybody, musical perfection tonight.
Only because it can mean whatever I want it to.
Exactly.
Teresa, what do you want Wang Chung to mean?
But that's how words work, isn't it? Like, word, you can just make them mean whatever you want them to mean.
Yeah.
Symbolism, yes, I know.
No, that's not how words work. Although I want to make it clear that I know you were joking. I understand that you were using sarcasm. But here I am being overly literal, thinking like, well, how do words work? I guess like if there's some truth to that, but there has to be a collective agreement about what the word means. So yeah, like
is anybody going to contradict Nick Feldman's quote there? No, Wang Chung does not mean what you want it to mean.
No, you made me forget the rest of my sentence, Brad. Like, so Wang Chung can mean whatever we want it to mean if it's going to have like a broader collective meaning. But Nick Feldman, who's the songwriter and the band member, says Wang Chung means whatever you want it to mean individually. So that just means it has no universal meaning. It only has individual meaning.
So as long as there aren't masses of people standing up saying like, no, it doesn't. Like, we'll be all right with this definition, so, right?
How postmodern of them, right? Like, there's no universal
I've
truth.
Always said, yeah.
Total denial of universal truth.
Yeah. Very postmodern, which is what I go for. That's my default setting. Postmodern.
Jukebox.
Jukebox. That's my default setting is jukebox.
But like if you had to say Wang Chung meant something, what would you say it means?
Have fun.
Oh, how is cool.
I thought it meant like, you know, dance and party, right? Like, and that means that's fun. So I'm in.
I basically see this song as like the precursor to Party Hard.
Andrew WK?
Yeah.
I feel like to Wang Chung is to do a funny dance, but like whatever the funny dance is up to you.
Is this song musical perfection?
No.
No? Teresa?
No.
No.
There is so much about this song that I like. It is a dumb, 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 dumb song, but there is so much to this song that I thoroughly enjoy. The words are not one of those things.
The music is cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's perfection.
The music is excellent. The production is excellent. There's so much nuance happening in this song. The video is so good. Stop it. You stop it right there. I will kick you off this Zoom call.
Video makes me nauseous.
Well, we'll get to the video when we get to the video. But for now, perhaps we should focus on lyrics.
Sounds good to me.
So, Teresa, do you want to go ahead and why don't you start at the pre-chorus, the rip it up?
Rip it up? All right, hold on. Rip it up, move down. Rip it up, move it down to the ground. Rip it up, cool down. Rip it up, don't hang me on the borderline. Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody Wang Chung tonight. Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody Wang Chung tonight. Everybody have fun.
Yeah. Pretty simple chorus that, like you said, just basically means like party, dance, do your Viennese waltz.
The thing about the lyrics to this song is they'll be like really straightforward with one weird and puzzling line thrown in. And I see that throughout the whole song, and you definitely see it in the chorus here. Because like, okay, rip it up. You know, you're tearing it up on the dance floor. I guess you got to cool down for a second. Uh-huh. Gets into the everybody have fun. And you're like, okay, I can accept this as just like party and dance on the dance floor. Except for don't hang me on the borderline.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I nailed that.
You have to leave that pause in.
Okay, you got it. I might shorten it, but I'll leave a pause. Don't hang me on the borderline means like, if you're going to get out there and party and dance on the dance floor, don't leave me at the table. You bring me out there with you. So I am here to party with you. We are going to wang our chungs.
Don't leave me hanging?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Teresa?
Sure. I'm with you. I was silent because I had no idea. Don't hang me on the borderline. And I like that you're saying don't wang our chungs better than don't chung our wangs, because that makes totally different.
Because one wangs chung. So you wang a chung. That makes sense, right?
Absolutely.
As far as nonsense goes. Huh?
I agree with Teresa. I prefer that we wang chungs rather than we chung wangs.
Yeah. You don't chung. Chung is not a verb.
Thank you for that clarification. Apparently, it could be if this can mean whatever I want it
to. That's a good point. That is a fair point.
But I don't want it to be a verb.
I take that back. I don't see this so much as a precursor to Andrew W.K. as I see it a precursor to like Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling.
I'd say, like, go out and smash it. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. Jump off that sofa.
I would argue that that is
stupid.
A better song lyrically than this one.
Hmm. Because I think you just like the Mazel Tov L'chaim.
I do like that part. I like a lot of the little silly interjections in that song.
Yeah.
Whereas this one is like pretty basic, and then where it's not basic, it's random.
I see. I think I suffer from Black Eyed Peas burnout. I wouldn't say suffer. I have Black Eyed Peas burnout.
You're not suffering.
I'm not suffering at all.
You might be suffering, but not because of that.
Yeah. I'm definitely suffering because of Black Eyed Peas. Yes.
Teresa, which song do you prefer, I Got a Feeling or Everybody Have Fun Tonight?
You're all right. I'm setting a scene for you, Teresa. You ready?
Get
into this. All right.
Can I throw a third song?
You're at a friend's wedding. All right. You're sitting at your table with your husband. You guys are having a great time. You've had a couple of drinks. And it's everybody's out on the dance floor. All of a sudden, a song comes on. The DJ puts a song on that just like makes you grab your husband and drag him out to the dance floor. What song is more likely to do that? This or Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling?
This. Cause it's funny. Because it's the liking it ironically. That's what I mean by that. Like, that's why this one would make me dance.
You're going to get out there and do the sprinkler, do the shopping cart.
Sing every chorus that comes through.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I did not know the words until I looked at them for this podcast.
No, absolutely. Who knows? Nobody knows the words to this except for us now.
So, funny story that I think really slots into the whole idea of not knowing the words. I came upstairs today. I was down in the basement. I was doing a little work, and I came upstairs and Brad is sitting with his notebook, and I knew that he was taking, you know, notes in preparation for today. And there was a video on the TV, and I said to him, does this video have to do with your research? And then immediately I hear, everybody have fun tonight. Because everything leading up to that point was completely unfamiliar to me.
So Katie walks upstairs at the rip it up, cool down part and says, oh, does this have to do with the episode tonight? And then as soon as that came out of her mouth, everybody, she's like, this is the song we're doing.
You still said it to me. You went, Katie, this is the song we're doing tonight. This is Wang Chung. I think we listened to it a few weeks ago when I texted you about it, and then I haven't thought about it since.
Which is a shame.
It turned out I knew nothing except for the chorus, not even the pre-chorus. And I didn't recognize the band. I didn't recognize the video. I didn't recognize the music. I was clueless.
Did you hear me listening to the original version of this song, which was a ballad?
No.
Yeah. Teresa? Yeah.
Hold on. I had a question for Katie, and then I want, can we get back to that real quick? Because this has to do with what she was talking about.
Yeah.
Was a couple weeks ago when you heard it, was that the first time you heard this song? Do you not have childhood memories of Wang Chung?
No. It wasn't the first time I'd heard this song, but my only memories are connected to the lines like everybody have fun tonight. I don't know any of this other stuff. I didn't know Babylon was in here. I don't know Rip It Up was in here. Clueless.
Every time I hear Rip It Up, I think of that like video clip of the guy on the hedonism cruise who's like the ripping and the tearing, the ripping and the tearing.
Oh, it's a hilarious and disturbing video. Don't worry. Well, I'll dig it up from the interwebs and I'll share it with everyone once this episode is out. Teresa, I'll text it to you later. It's like a guy in a Speedo bathing suit.
It's an old man in a Speedo bathing suit who's like, there's lots of beautiful women in around. There's a lot of beautiful women around and I'm ready for the ripping and the tearing.
I'm just going to rip and tear.
It's not.
Hit some chung.
Not romantic.
He's going to wang some chung.
No.
So no, what does chung mean? Chung is obviously a slang term for a vagina.
Oh, no.
Katie just gasped into her beer.
No. It's all. Moving. Everybody wang chung. No!
Moving.
Rip it up.
On.
Cool down.
No.
I don't care for that. I just want it to be a silly dance, Brad.
But it means whatever you want it to mean.
Well, so for therefore, me, it means a silly dance.
Well.
Gross.
Not anymore, it doesn't.
You can't change my individual meaning of this phrase.
Well, I have, so. But yeah, so this song was originally conceived as a ballad, and they released it as the B-side to the single, and it's called Fun Tonight, The Early Years. And it is awful. It takes all the fun out of this song that is called Everybody Have Fun Tonight.
Can we listen to it?
You want to listen to it now, or?
Well, Teresa can't listen to it.
Yeah, exactly. But the other part of it is the original version of this song only used the phrase Wang Chung once throughout the course of the song. And so when they gave it to their producer, whose name I forget, I should have written that down, but I did not. He suggested, you know, he helped them out with the instrumentation and everything like that. And then Jack Hughes, who is, I believe, the blonde one that looks kind of like Sting, but also kind of like the guy from Fountains of Wayne, Chris Collinsworth.
I wrote down, does this guy look like Sting?
Yeah, I said he looks like a mix of Sting. See?
Yes, I love Go when team. We're all on the same page.
Virtual fives?
Virtual fives. Boom.
There you're pachooing. But yeah, so that guy, Jack Hughes, he, Peter Wolf, that was the name of the producer. So they only used the name Wang Chung once, and he suggested they use it repeatedly. So Jack Hughes goes on to say, in retrospect, it was probably one of the better commercial decisions we ever made. And I think that is 1,000% true.
What, using the band name more in the song and doing absolutely. It as a fun song, not as a slow piece of garbage? Yeah, that was probably a pretty good decision.
It is a fast, upbeat, catchy piece of garbage. There's,
I can't wait to hear the ballad.
So, Wang Chung also had a couple of other hit singles, the ones that charted, top 40 hits. The one that I remember is Dance Hall Days, which is the one that it goes like, and we danced all night. Da, da, da,
da. I think I need more
information. Take your baby by the hand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then their other one, which was called, like, Don't Stop or something like that. I can't remember. But that song sounds like, Teresa, something that your mother-in-law would have had on vinyl.
Nice.
So, if you ever go dig through her old record collection, you might be able to find some Wang Chung albums.
I have most of it in my house,
Not all of it. Not all of it.
Oh, well.
But this was surprisingly their fourth album.
And so this is something I was really surprised about when you were, you know, kind of introing the band earlier. I can't believe they released three albums, you said, under a slightly different name. That seems like a lot of albums.
I don't know. I think maybe it was only two of them that were Huang Chung or Huang Chung.
Okay.
I don't know the product.
Well, then I'm less surprised because apparently your information is real wibbly wobbly.
Yep. That's how I inform.
Could have just been one album. Who knows?
Nobody knows.
We'll never know.
Nobody knows the lyrics, and nobody knows how many albums were Huang Chung before it was changed to Wang Chung.
There's no way to know.
There isn't.
It's impossible. We'll just have to leave it a mystery.
Am I the only one with a Google machine? Is there anybody else? Anybody else know how to use this?
Yeah. Nope. Should we get into the first verse?
Yeah, Katie, read that verse.
Okay. I'll drive a million miles to be with you tonight. So if you're feeling low, turn up your radio. The words we use are strong. They make reality. But now the music's on. Oh, baby, dance with me. Yeah.
So I'm going to give you full disclosure. I didn't know any of the words except for I drive a million miles when I suggested this song to everybody. So, like, I just knew that, like, everybody Wang Chung tonight is kind of a dumb thing to say. And it's a fun, catchy 80s song that people remember fondly. And now that I see the lyrics here before me, I hate them all. I hate them all.
Is this your first look at them? Like, did you not look at them before we recorded?
No, I did not.
You're coming in fresh.
I'm coming
in
fresh.
Oh, this is not good.
This is Brad getting wanged and chunged. Having his chung wanged here.
Teresa, what did you make of these mysterious lyrics?
Well, like you said before, you go through a verse or you go through the chorus and you're like, yeah, okay, these are all things
yeah.
you would say. But there's one line that's just like... What is that even?
I'd say it sticks out like a sore thumb, but it's so catchy, and I love it.
So
like,
what is that one line for you?
They make reality?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. The words we use are strong. We use the words Wang reality. And Chung. They make reality, or they mean whatever the hell you want them to mean.
It's not really reality. I don't know. But like the rest of it, you're like, I drive a million miles to be with you tonight. Okay.
No. Those are just filler lines. I'm going to bring back the term fillables because that's what this entire verse is.
Yeah.
I drive a million miles to be with you tonight, but then we don't get back to that at all. That's just left there.
I guess by later in the song, he arrives? I don't know. I have questions about this that I maybe the two of you could answer.
Oh,
I think that he's away from the girl he loves.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, drive a million miles to be with you tonight. So if you're feeling a little turn, so like I'm not with you, turn your radio on and you can hear me.
Mm-hmm. Using strong words that make reality.
I'm no longer a figment of your imagination. I'm there with you.
But then it's, oh, baby, dance with me.
I feel like he is going to her.
Right.
Tonight.
Yeah.
It's and a million miles is hyperbole. Maybe it's just like a 45-minute drive or something. They're going to have enough time to go out and wang chung. Like
he's going to wang her chung.
So it means dance, Brad. Come on, man.
Yeah, it means what I want it to mean.
And so it almost feels like he's saying, so while you're waiting for me to arrive, if you're feeling down, turn on your radio to cheer yourself up so that you'll be ready to like dance with me when I get there. I still don't know what...
I think the words
we use are strong. Who is the we? I have no idea.
Wang Chung.
It's the band. So yeah. it's not like the words you and I use together are strong.
Correct.
The words I use with my band are strong. So just listen to my band, baby.
Just listen to my band.
Yeah, look, if you turn up your radio, the band's words are so strong, they'll turn reality, and then you can dance with me, because then I'll be there with you.
I think you're right.
I think she is too.
I think dance is just slang he's using.
It for might chung. Be.
No. For the act of, for wanging her chung.
Oh, okay.
She's getting her chung wanged.
There's evidence to support
There's evidence. It's a theory, Katie.
Analytical observation that it could be about getting it on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, isn't every song about having fun,
basically
about getting it on?
Yeah, and so many others, too.
Yeah, that's true.
You wait till we get to that second verse, and then it gets a little bit more explicit, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's where the evidence is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Before we get to your chung, let us address my wang.
I hate what you've done with these words. I really do. Like, it's just, I believe he's doing it now just to make me feel uncomfortable.
I'm looking at evidence right here before me. I'm not making baseless claims. Oh.
Yeah. Brad just wants me to be uncomfortable with how dirty this song might be.
The words I use are strong, so. So if you're feeling low, turn up your radio. The words we use are strong. They make reality. Should I fire up verse two here?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of a shorty here. Deep in the world tonight, our hearts beat safe and sound. I'll hold you so close, and then it's an echo so close. Just let yourself go down.
Yeah.
So.
That's always innuendo, isn't it?
Yeah. Otherwise, what would it mean?
Get down and boogie.
Then it would say, let yourself get down, not go down.
How low can you go? You know, right? Like a drop it like it's hot.
Go down.
No, like an advanced
He's telling
way?
His girl to go down.
I know.
He's asking his girl to go down.
He's saying just let yourself.
Yeah. you're holding yourself back.
I don't know how to take that.
Let yourself go down. I don't know.
Hey, listen, if you want to go down, I'm not going to stop you. So you just need to let yourself.
I never thought of this as a dirty song when I listened to it on the mixed cassette tape that my sister made in 1986.
I didn't think of this as a dirty song when I pulled it up on YouTube mere moments before I hit record.
I think, frankly, other than that one line, it's not a dirty song and we're a bunch of pervs.
I think you're half right.
Oh. There are still things in the second verse like that don't make sense. I guess I'm looking for sense where there's no intention for sense. Like,
right.
What does it mean to be deep in the world? I don't know.
Up in them guts.
Oh!
Is the world slang for something as well?
I'm sorry, I just...
Don't apologize. Don't apologize, Teresa. We're not here to censor you, all right?
Yeah. I think it's their hearts are beating together, safe and sound. He's holding her close.
Yep.
You just let yourself go down.
Exactly.
All right. I know. I get it. No, these are my notes on this part, too. I'm like, well, this is clearly, sexual innuendo. So yep. I'm on board.
Yeah.
Now that we've made the rest of the song dirty.
Yeah.
It just feels cheap.
It is kind of cheap.
But don't worry, the third verse really clears it up for all of us.
The
bridge.
That's the bridge. So, are we even ready to get to the bridge? I want to point out how many, placements this song had. Because it was in so many... So, I have a list of several, movies here, but I know it's also been in a bunch of, TV shows that I didn't write down. But it was in Cape Fear, Emperor's New Groove, Bruce Almighty, Pineapple Express, Spider-Man Homecoming, Love, Simon, and then... Teresa, I hope you'll appreciate this one. It was an album called Veggie Tales, Bob and Larry Sing the 80s. So did you have that one?
I didn't have that album, but I know who the Veggie Tales are.
Yeah. Do you think it's worth looking that one up?
Yes.
Yeah. It was also Katie in an episode of Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Is it appropriate for this to have placements in so many?
No.
It was also in a Simpsons episode. Yeah. It's appropriate in The Simpsons. I can see it in The Simpsons because that's aimed at more of an adult audience.
VeggieTales is for little kids. Emperor's New Groove is for little kids. And Chipmunks are for little kids.
VeggieTales is intended for like
babies.
Bible school. Bible yeah.
Someone did not vet this song properly. Although, we've heard some weird stuff on...
You want to see a little tomato and a cucumber sing, Let Yourself Go Down.
What are those kids' songs albums? Are
Kids
they
Bop.
Kids Bop, right?
This was well before Kids Bop.
No, but I'm saying, we've seen some other examples through Kids Bop
of
songs that should not have been marketed to children. Like, Fancy wasn't Fancy on
there. But they're also, lyrically edited for Kids Bop. So, yeah,
but that doesn't mean the original doesn't exist.
That's a good point.
Thank you.
That's a fair point.
Well, I don't think whomever decides which songs go to VeggieTales vetted this properly.
That's a good point.
No.
Whoever let this go to VeggieTales was obviously not the dirty perv that you guys are.
Did you notice how Brad didn't include himself?
First of all, I'm using evidence to back my claims. It's not perversion. It's evidence.
I'm definitely a dirty perv. Everything is dirty.
Yeah.
It's all right.
You're cool. Filthy, disgusting. Yeah.
Well, I still maintain that the bridge has nothing to do with, like, any of this.
It has nothing to do with anything at all.
Oh, this is what I wanted to ask you, though, before I ask you about the bridge. When you're looking at the lyrics to verse one or verse two, could you sing them? Like, do you... Can you hear how that melody goes in your head? Because I can't.
Kind of. Deep in the world tonight, our hearts beat safe and sound. I'll hold you so close, so close. Just let yourself go down.
Is that what the first verse sounds like, too?
Let's see if I can get to the first verse lyrically and I can.
Like, Teresa, when you look at the song, you hear it in your head.
Pitch, guys.
Yeah.
I'll drive a million miles to be with you tonight. So if you're feeling low. Are you lip syncing to my singing of this?
Yeah, I am.
Turn up your radio.
Now that you're doing it, I recognize it as the song.
The words we use are strong. They make reality.
Ridiculous.
But now the music's on. Oh, baby, dance with me.
I never could have gotten there.
Like, rip it off. Move it down.
Too low.
I love that low part.
That's another, like, genius production right there. This guy, Peter Wolf, like, knew his shit. This guy knew how to make, like, a fun song.
I love that whole rip it up section, like, where it goes low on move it down, and then it goes, like, move it down to the ground.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
I want to talk, like, the guitar part to this has, like, a really excellent, like, rhythmic, like, very percussive sounding guitar, but it's also like muted staccato notes. And then the bass line is just like, he's just pedaling on the one note, like, boom, 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 boom. It's just, it's so cool. It's so cool, guys. It's cool. And then every once in a while you have like a single note on the trumpet where they're just like, pop. It's great. It's excellent. And then, oh, what else? Like, there's the occasional, like, guitar flourish. There's, like, a key change that's not really a key change. It's, like, a key change that, like, goes right back to the original key before anybody even sings in the new key. Production-wise, I love it. Like I said, it's great. It's excellent.
How many instruments are on this song?
100,000.
It seems like a lot.
There are 100,000. I don't know if you watched that video, but there were 100,000 people in that room giving me a seizure all at once. So
that's another thing I wrote, was like, how many people are in this band?
This is seriously 4 or 5 members, you know, like, but I don't know, like, they had 19 bass players in the video.
You can tell what any of them were doing in that video?
I could tell what the guy in the cowboy hat playing bass was doing. He was owning it, is what he was doing.
Yeah, he was having a great time. He's my favorite part of the video.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if he's a part of the band, but he's my favorite part of the band.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's better than Low Red Sting. Absolutely.
Low Red Sting.
So.
Deep in the world tonight.
Who's Teresa? Are you up for?
Andy, you're up, aren't you?
You only read those 4 lines. Do you want to do the bridge as well?
Okay, yeah, I can do some bridge. All right. This is the most nonsense part of the song, right? Am I correct in saying that?
Oh, yes.
Objectively? On the edge of oblivion, all the world is Babylon, and all the love in everyone, a ship of fools sailing on. I just want to say something to all the budding singer-songwriters out there. Just write words down on a piece of paper. That's all you have to do. And your song will live forever. You will become an immortal. Just write garbage, like nothings. Just write garbage nothings, and you've got this.
This is like magnetic poetry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just putting a bunch of random words.
You're definitely
together.
Not finding the words Oblivion or Babylon on magnetic poetry.
You might. Mesopotamian edition.
Oh, I didn't even think of that as a possibility.
Oh, no. I'm gonna market magnetic poetry.
All the love in everyone, a ship of fools sailing on. So now that we've created this story where he's like traveling to meet his woman so they can get it on, what is this? What is this part of the story? If I were to direct the movie of Wanging Chung or whatever.
They're at the peak of their interaction.
Oh, yeah?
I like, no, that makes sense with Babylon. Are you going there with Babylon?
No, I was going on the edge of Oblivion. Oh, like, I'm right on the edge. Like, I can't even, yeah. I don't
know. But Oblivion, do you want to compare that? Do you want to compare that to Oblivion?
Hey, like, it's just like, you don't even know what's going on. Like, it's so intense. You've lost all sense of reality.
I don't want to defend this, but whatever. If the world is like an empire at its pinnacle, as in the world is Babylon,
right?
Then, like, if an empire is at its pinnacle, you're like ready to tip off the edge at any time.
Then all of a sudden, God comes around and strikes down those who build the Tower of Babel.
Well, of course,
and obviously. you're reduced to just a mumbling fool who can't make real words, can't communicate.
And so you ship off, you're sailing on. It fits with the song.
Guys, we nailed it.
Yeah.
We
did this song makes perfect sense.
We did a perfect job tonight, ladies.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Is being on the edge of Oblivion anything like being on the borderline, or no? We shouldn't even try to make connections between verses.
Yeah, I think it's wasted effort.
I don't think he tried, so why should we?
That's true.
I think this is a typo, but it says all the word is Babylon. I thought it was all the world.
So this does say all the word is Babylon, and when you listen to it, it's clearly world.
Okay.
Because I had, you know, notes written down about that, and I thought about, like, the Tower of Babel, and then I heard it again, and I was like, but it's obviously world, so that doesn't matter.
Okay. This is just a typo here. I do want to point out that on Genius Lyrics, there are zero annotations.
There was one annotation, and it was the same quote that you shared earlier from the band member. That
I see it now.
Wang Chung means anything you want it to mean. But yeah, other than that, no one has tried to make any meaning out of this, and I don't blame them.
Yeah. Another thing they talk about, because I'm looking at the annotation, and it cites the same source that I use for a lot of my notes, but it talks about how even though other bands have used their band name in songs or as a song title before, this is the only time it was ever used as a verb. So they'll talk about, like, big countries in a big country, or, you know, Bad Company song, Bad Company. I'm sure there are others. Just can't think of off the top of my head. But this is the first time anybody has ever suggested that Wang Chung is an action, as we've discussed, by the way.
I don't know. I mean, that's interesting. I don't know what to say about it.
It's not that interesting, I think, is the problem. It's just a fact. It's not really an interesting one.
Can you bring me back to Wang Chung's other popular song?
And we danced all night. So take your baby by the hand.
Is that song better than this song?
Dance all day's not. No, I don't think so. No. Their other song, which was called, like, Let's Go, I want to say, that's the one that really, like, that song reminded me of that Starship song that we danced to in your living room.
What is that song called?
I think the Hearts of the World Will Understand. Is that
what? Oh my God, that was so long ago.
That was like 2 years ago.
No, I think that was before we started to do the podcast. Hold up. I think, and Teresa, tell me if this sounds familiar. I think that was the same night that your brother was at your house and we started to talk about making fun of music. Is that possible that they were the same day?
It could. I don't remember Dennis being there for our dance party, but
I think
he came later.
Here
after our dance party was already over. I think it might have been the same night.
Which means that was like 5 years ago.
Get out of my face. That is impossible.
4 years ago? I can't do math, but you know.
Well. Their other song, Let's Go? Let's Go, I think it's called? I don't know.
Sorry, Brad, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just want everyone to know that we had a very cool dance party.
Yeah.
There were some fantastic dances that happened.
Well,
I listened to that 45 like 7-8 times.
Katie, you can vouch for my dance skills.
Oh, Brad is a very good dancer.
Yeah.
An interpretive dancer.
Oh, yeah.
And a friend of the podcast.
Yeah, Let's Go.
Whose voice is sometimes heard quietly in the background. Mike Valente was also boogieing down.
Oh, he was loving it. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't his typical, like, go-to kind of music. It wasn't freestyle or Pearl Jam, but, like, he was loving it.
Yeah, it's a good night.
Huge Starship fan, that Mike Valente.
Oh, post-pandemic, we're having a dance party.
You definitely need to have a dance party.
Guys, I'm telling you that, like, the first thing I wanted... So I feel confident that when we're allowed back into the real world like human beings, if we go to the New Jersey Beer Company and we order a pizza... I guarantee they will let us run their Spotify for the night. And then we just turn on the Hearts of the World We'll Understand six times in a row. That is all I want at this point, is just like pizza and New Jersey Beer Company. That's all I want.
Oh, I want to hug my friends.
I'm sure we can squeeze that in, Teresa.
Can we have hugs?
We can have a lot of hugs.
You can have a hug.
Just one?
I don't know. I mean, Katie will hug all day, every day, if you'd like.
57 hugs for me, but you can have one for Brad.
I will give one hug. I am not the hugger that Katie is. Yeah. Katie was raised in a strict family of huggers. They were strict huggers. Ugh. Like, I felt like free at, like, Christmas. We got to hang out with family and see them, but I also, like, wasn't being touched. It was a good time.
I can't wait to... I'm going to hug everybody.
Yeah.
With your consent. I won't be inappropriate. Sorry, Teresa.
Sorry. My family wasn't really big huggers, but I am somehow. I don't know how that happened.
You're a strange bird.
I would say Brad is more of a hugger
than rest of my family.
Than some of the other Whitleys who are his blood relations. But he still has his limits. He's got his hug boundaries. He's on the borderline with hugs.
Yeah. I think I have hugged one person that doesn't live in my house since the pandemic. And she cried.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
She did cry. So that's how good these hugs are. You got to earn them, folks.
This is a true story. We won't name names. And she cried with, like, joy. It's not like she cried because she was upset that Brad was hugging her.
I will never have a hug this good again.
Not for my husband. Not for Brad's, my child.
Brad's put on about 15 pounds of pandemic weight, and so I'm, like, enveloped by warmth.
Well, I look forward to our hugs and our beer and our pizza.
I think people look forward to hearing about hugs from us. Yeah. It's a good thing we've recorded all that.
Yeah. We're a little affection starved.
We're going to get emails or, like, you know, Facebook messages. Did you hug yet?
Or, like, are you guys okay?
Like, Jack gets hugged all. He gets so much affection at this poor kid.
Yeah, of course he does. Like, what do you mean, this poor kid? I bet he loves every minute of it.
He does.
Yeah.
He does.
He's constantly trying to, like, climb inside your skin.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you want to be back in the uterus.
He's trying to climb right up that chung.
Whoa!
Said it, not me!
I hate that, guys.
You laid the groundwork. I just put down the pavement.
I don't like it.
That was teamwork grossness.
Virtual high five. Come on.
Damn.
Poorly done. Hey, you can have like 57 high fives when we're allowed to be humans again.
So many high fives.
Yeah.
So many high fives.
But sounds great, right?
Yes.
I bet you cry. Ugh. You love to cry.
All the people I could have, like, in my house. All of them. Oh my God. So many people.
I'd have a reason to clean our house. I should say we would have a reason to clean our house.
Yeah.
Because we don't do it for ourselves.
That's true. We had friends over before New Year's, and we sat outside.
In the yard, socially distanced. We're not crazy.
We had the fire pit going. We had a couple drinks, and we had some food. And I told them, I was like, this is how you guys know that you're actual friends, is we didn't bother to clean up inside.
That's the mark of a true friend.
Yeah, absolutely. You can see this, like, pigsty I live in. You can see the filth.
Our bathroom's not clean.
Yeah.
It's clean enough. Yeah. It's not fresh.
It's tidied at best, you know. I wiped off, like, the excess water that was splashed around from the last time I washed my hands.
I put out new towels. I'm not an animal.
Well, you're clearly much less of an animal than we are.
Well, no one is allowed to use towels in our house at the moment. If someone had to come inside to use the bathroom, I would put paper towels up there.
That's a good point.
So there you go. Fun facts about our house. We've lost Wang Chung altogether.
We have lost. There's a couple, like, renegade chorus lyrics in here.
Yeah, just, like, throws in across the nation, around the world. It throws in a celebration, so spread the word.
I love, okay, World didn't bother to rhyme it with girl.
So way to go, Wang Chung.
Yeah.
What did they rhyme it with?
Word? It's kind of a loose rhyme. It's not like an actual, not like a real.
But the song doesn't have like a super distinct rhyme scheme. At least right. that I noticed. I have to say, I didn't look really, really carefully. So I could be wrong there, but it, I think no, it doesn't the, have a set rhyme scheme.
You're correct.
Scheme.
You're absolutely correct. I mean, in the chorus, tonight is rhymed with tonight throughout the entire thing.
Yeah.
So
it just repeated.
Like, yeah, exactly. But like radio, low, that's it.
Gave up on rhyming.
There's not a single real human style rhyme in this at all.
Yeah, there's some loose rhyme and it doesn't follow a consistent pattern throughout, which is fine. Right. That doesn't bother me at all.
It's still so much fun. It's still so much fun.
I would say it's a fun song, yeah.
Yeah. Do we want to talk video?
I mean, the video is cool.
The video, I think
or
the video.
Or seizure inducing.
It is both. And I think it's iconic as a result. I think this is a video that, like, there's a handful of videos from this era, like the early days of MTV. That just like stand out as absolutely iconic. I think like Hungry Like the Wolf and Rio by Duran Duran are iconic videos. I think that Dire Straits' Money for Nothing is an absolutely iconic video. Take on Me by A-ha is a take on mm-hmm. video. And Everybody Have Fun Tonight by Wang Chung is an iconic video.
I don't think I'd seen it before, or I didn't remember really? It. Yeah, obviously wow. I didn't remember it because I came upstairs and asked, does this have anything to do yeah. with the song we're doing
right.
tonight? You didn't like it, Teresa.
I didn't. It made me feel dizzy. I hate whatever that style is called. Vomit camera. I don't know, but
I think that's yeah.
Is it like a stop motion?
It's no. It's
I don't know what to call
they
it.
They splice frames back and forth. So they shoot the video twice with them standing in like separate angles, and then they splice frames back and forth. But for that reason, it was banned in the UK. Because the BBC was worried it was going to give people seizures.
Yeah, because it's so terrible.
It's so much fun.
It looked like a lot of work.
It must have been a lot of work. So it was directed by the video team Godley and Cream, who were musicians, but they went on to do several videos. And they worked with The Police, Culture Club, Duran Duran, Herbie Hancock, Peter Gabriel, George Harrison, Lou Reed, several others. They're a very well-known video director team. They're very well-known video directors.
They're a very well-known team of video directors.
There we go.
There, we did it. Sentences. Well,
see, we're all learning something tonight, huh?
I like the video. Yeah. It seems like
Cowboy
I said, like
Hat
a lot of work.
Is killing it. That dude is smashing it. He is, I'm going to just say killing it again. He did a great job.
I wanted more of him, though. Like, they right. would let him sort of come towards the camera, and then it would all happen so fast. I was like, less of brown-haired guy and blonde-haired guy with their heads back
the
and
band.
Forth.
Less of the band.
More of this guy in the cowboy hat on the bass guitar.
I wanted more of those horn players is what I wanted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get a horn real close up to the camera every once in a while.
And I also love that there were, like, six people playing bass in that video, too.
I didn't notice that at all.
Well, maybe it wasn't six, but there were a handful of people playing bass. Usually bands have a bass player. These guys had a dozen of them, half dozen of them.
If we hadn't watched it together, I would have thought I watched a different video than you guys. You're like, it was so great. It was like an empty recording studio.
Yeah, it's there like an empty space. Sometimes.
And then the vomit cam. Oh, I hate it. I wrote down, what did this cost? $12?
I mean, probably.
Oh, but does something have to be expensive
to be good?
To be good?
No.
So there you go.
Teresa has a very expensive taste in her videos. She wants an epic Michael Bay meatloaf style video.
I want to see the Duran Duran Hungry Like the Wolf yes. movie experience. Yes,
absolutely. Well, back to like the little flourishes in the actual song. Whenever the horns come on the video, it just like emphasizes those horn parts. So you just hear that real like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, like horn part going on. Or at the little guitar breakdown where it's just that one chord rapidly strung. Digga-digga-digga-digga-dig. Like right before the final chorus. That's exactly what a video is supposed to do, is to like enhance the song. And I think this does that 10 times over.
The one thing I thought that was interesting about it is, you know, the song is supposed to have this fun vibe.
Right.
And Pseudo Sting just has a deadpan, like, serious face yeah. the whole time. I felt like that was an intentional choice. I don't know how to feel about that choice, but I thought it was noteworthy.
I think they both had that serious face.
Yeah, I guess the other dude did too.
Yeah, just that bold juxtaposition.
They didn't seem like they were having very much fun tonight.
No, everybody behind them did.
See, you can't see finger guns on a podcast, Teresa.
Come on, that was a good joke. Hey.
It was a fine joke.
I have no problem with the joke. It was a, like...
I like the finger
guns. The impact of the finger guns is lost.
In the podcast?
It's when true, I no one have to that. Listen to this later.
So. That'll just be a pause for Brad.
Yeah.
To edit out.
I'll just say, like, insert finger guns here. And then laser guns. Finger lasers.
Yeah, I mean, we are virtual, so, you know.
That's a good point.
So sound effects.
Lasers.
All those virtual lasers.
These virtual lasers. They could be virtual bullets, but she went virtual lasers.
Lasers. No? Lasers are good.
Mm. We're living in the future. They don't have bullets in the future, just lasers.
Cool. Very cool.
I think we have milked all of this out of this song that we could possibly get.
Yeah.
You milked this wang.
Oh, no.
There you have.
No.
Insert finger guns here.
Boom, shakalaka.
I'm disappointed. And then you shot me with lasers. Come on.
Come on. What kind of a friend are you? Forget it. You're getting 32 hugs now.
Oh, yay!
No, we're shaving. We're shaving 24 of them off.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what you get.
I thought that was more hugs from Brad.
No.
It's less hugs from Katie.
Are you kidding me? I don't know how to give you negative hugs. Like, people get hugs when greeting and when saying goodbye. That's all I got. So, Katie, what's the grade on this song?
I don't know. It's fine. Who cares? It's like a... What is even the assignment? Have fun tonight, A+. Write something coherent, like a C.
Yeah. C's a little generous, if you ask me. Windows down, radio up?
Yeah, definitely.
Teresa?
Rock out.
Yeah? With your tongue out?
Right.
Oh, thank you.
And I held it in.
Rock out with your tongue out. I am on board. Windows down, radio up. 100 times over. So we did it?
We did it, everybody.
Perfectly? Great.
Teresa's celebrating silently. Again, Teresa, no one can see you. Okay, that's much better.
Insert laser finger guns here.
You really got something there. You really...
That's the Wang Chung. That's her silly dance.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening here. I'm sitting on a bed.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
I don't know what's happening and I'm sitting on a bed.
I don't know.
Here are two things I wanted to tell you.
It's a real odd night.
Everybody, well, thank you very much for listening. Again, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, song suggestions, please feel free to shoot us an email. We are decompositionpod@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter @decomp_pod, Facebook and Instagram, Decomposition Podcast. Get yourself onto the Apple Podcast app and drop us a rating and review. We would love to know we are doing good, bad, or otherwise. In the meantime, I just want to say thank you, Happy New Year, and you just chill till the next episode.